Texte numéro 87. Traveling alone is insanity, but do it anyway. I just returned from a 12,000-mile, 4-month-long road trip, alone. Some of the perks of traveling alone include doing whatever you want, eating whenever you want, being able to pause. When I'm traveling with someone, I'll sacrifice what I want to do to keep them happy. I mean, I know that this sounds selfish, but I'm 23 and I need to be a little selfish before I get married and spend the rest of my life with someone. You need to feel that loneliness, because only then will you be able to face any inner demons that you might have. Trust me, when I was out in the middle of Montana, navigating my way through beautiful countryside, I had time to think. I had time to appreciate the little things too, like talking to a gas station attendant after seeing nobody for days. My first night on the road trip, I felt deep despair. I was in New Orleans, far from my home, and I knew nobody in this city. Travelling alone at that moment felt like the worst decision I could have ever made. But I got through it. I started smiling at people and asking them how their day was. Believe it or not, I made a few friends in New Orleans. I ran into problems on the road that I had to overcome. At one point, I had to drop $1,000 that I really couldn't afford to spend on a new brake system for my car. In Austin, I met a guy from the UK who needed to get out to San Diego. I agreed to drive him out that way, and in exchange, I had a companion for the week. Spend time travelling by yourself. Make your own decisions. Allow yourself to get lost. Gain a new perspective. The solo road trip is not always about being alone. It's about making your own decisions and asking yourself why you made those decisions. You're just learning. I always say that throwing yourself into an uncomfortable situation brings growth. That's why I stayed in crappy hostels in bad parts of the city. I learned that life isn't going to be fair or easy or breathtaking all of the time. But I found through my trip that we can chart our own course through life. Nobody is steering the car but you. You're in control. The road does its best to throw you off track by introducing obstacles and problems along the way. But if you're dedicated to it, then you'll make it to your destination one way or another. You'll rediscover what it means to be alive. Adapted from HuffingtonPost.com, October 2016.